Today's episode is an open letter to every narcissist who is wondering why their victim is not begging to take them back. I know narcissists don't care about any of this stuff, but this is a form of catharsis for you, for me, a direct or an indirect expression of our pain and a way to gain closure. So throughout this episode, I'll be talking to the narcissist and I'll be giving five reasons why the victim is not begging the narcissist to give them one more chance. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Welcome to the channel. Thank you so much for tuning in. If today's topic sounds interesting, please make sure to subscribe before we begin with number one, because your subscription to the channel helps in spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. Number one. Dear narcissist, you did not care about their feelings when you should have. They kept telling you what you need to do to fix the relationship and you kept ignoring them all along. Not only that, you made it worse by blaming everything on them to the point it became ridiculous because it cannot be only one person's fault. You took advantage of every single chance they gave you at becoming a better person and taking responsibility for your actions. You invalidated their feelings, crushed their emotional body, and made them feel they're a burden or they're exaggerating things or they're creating issues that do not exist in reality. Out of your grandiosity, you assumed you can keep invalidating and ignoring their feelings for eternity and they will stay in the relationship because you are the one who has power and people are dying to be around you and that they will never be able to break the spell of your control. But no, they have proven that you are a failure. They gave you chances, not because you had control over them. Whatever you may think, they gave you chances because they loved you. They trusted you. They thought there is potential in you, but you proved them wrong. And now they do not want to look back because there is nothing to look back to. There is nothing to come back to. Number two, the narcissist, you did not listen what they were trying to tell you. You completely disregarded their opinions, their beliefs, their thoughts, and you assumed they are worth nothing. There is no truth to them. Your reality is based on assumptions, on perceptions that are distorted because you think in black and white terms. You are quite rigid and you see world in all or nothing terms. While they were trying to show you the gray area, which was quite simple to understand, but for you, it was the most difficult thing to do. You did not make any effort to truly pay attention to what your partner was telling you. You failed miserably at communication. You kept repeating yourself like a broken record. You went on and on with word salads. You kept lecturing them because you love to hear your own voice. It makes you feel powerful when in reality you are speaking nothing but nonsense. Since there is no rhyme or reason to any of that, it's based on the intent and desire to manipulate the other person and alter their reality, to make them think things are not the way they are. You hurt them first, and then you pretend to be the caretaker so that you could make them feel they're a broken heart mess. This is who you are. And now you wonder why they're not coming back. It's because of you. You never paid attention to what they needed from you. Number three, they're narcissists. Your victim has realized they deserve more than what you were giving them. When you were giving them nothing at all, not even the bare minimum. You were making them and expecting them to settle for breadcrumbs that you were throwing here and there quite sporadically. There was a lot of inconsistency in the relationship when they were consistent from the day one. What did you give them back? Unreliability, unpredictability. They did not know who they were with and they were trying to know that. They were giving you more. They changed themselves. They became what you wanted them to become and still nothing was enough for you. Still, you were always talking about being with someone else who's better than them. You made them feel insignificant. But now they have realized they are significant the way they are, and that they gave a lot to you. You kept them under this brain fog, this illusion that there is something missing in them and some part of theirs need to be repaired. That illusion has been shattered by their awareness. They now know they were more than enough to you, but your vessel remains always empty. And do you know why? Because it has a hole in the bottom and everything that's poured into it, it's leaked out. You are an abyss that has no end whatsoever. Number four, the narcissist, your victim, always felt they were sitting next to a rock because you are totally unemotional and unexpressive. You know what they need, but you deliberately withhold it because that gives you power. Whenever you hurt them, you walked out of the room that way and abandoned them for hours and then came back later and expected them to just be okay and fine and play along because you did that. You completely forgot how you destroyed them, but then expected them to be okay all of a sudden. This scarred them. This is not how human beings work. This is only how you work. But your way of functioning is totally dysfunctional and beyond abnormal. You deprived them of their sleep while falling asleep like a baby within a couple of seconds. You would watch them crying next to you, struggling and suffering, wanting some support from you, wanting to see that human element in you, the person they fell in love with, the version of you that interacted with them in the beginning, the hope that was promised. They got none. You made them feel lonelier than how alone they could have been on their own. Number five and the last one, the narcissist, your victim has seen through you now. They are probably getting over that fog of cognitive dissonance and trauma bonding you had created through intermittent reinforcement by giving them small bits and pieces that kept them hooked. Now they're getting over that addiction and they're realizing every single experience, good or bad, was nothing but a part of the major lie that you are and you had created. They are not coming back because they know no matter how much they try to shake you or wake you up, you're never going to come back to life since you are an emotional zombie. They know talking to you is like banging their head against a wall, or even worse than that. Nothing is going to come out of it. There is no closure that you can give them. You do not believe in being cordial, amicable, or cooperative. You are anti-all these three values. They have realized you are a pathetic and a miserable human being who has zero desire in changing or improving. You have gotten used to your old ways and now it has become your second nature. Yes, they also have compassion towards your past, but that does not define your present because you are not putting in any work to change it. You're not even acknowledging that you are the cause of the problem. So you want them to believe they caused everything and they're not ready to take that burden now. You manipulated them into taking responsibility even for the things that were not their doing. Yet you are a master of abdicating responsibility and washing your hands of it because you think you are perfect. But let me tell you this, you're far, far, far from it. You're mere a human being, as imperfect as everybody else. You're not special. You're not better than anybody. You want to think and believe about yourself that way, and you are in a perpetual state of fight. Keep proving that, not to anybody, but to yourself. But deep down, you know you're nothing but a fabricated reality, a bunch of lies. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. I hope, as a survivor like you are, I helped you to express your pain through my words and you found some relief in what I said so far. As I said, it was an open letter. Let me know how you felt in the comments below and I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.